News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening, listeners. You are tuned to 100.1 megahertz. It's another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we delve into the life and culture of the tea garden community in Assam. Next, we head to Nagaland, which has recently welcomed its new governor and also shines at CIP's Innovation Award. But first, let's go to Mizoram, where the government is actively nurturing a strong sporting culture and an eye on the 2036 Olympics. Despite being a small state, Mizoram has a long-standing tradition in sports, as seen in the number of Mizo youth playing for ISL and I-League clubs. Sports are truly woven into the fabric of Mizo life. Our Aizawl correspondent Isaac has more in this report.
With the aim of making it to the Olympic bar to take place in 2036, Mizoram is gearing up for building a strong sporting culture across the state. Towards this goal, the government has taken up Grassroots Sports Development Program, GSDO, in the state. Recently, the government has launched the Grassroots Sport Development Program at Gramlun Indoor Stadium Conference Hall in Aizawl. Speaking on the occasion, Sports Minister Mr. Lalkinglo Omar stated, "The Grassroots Sports Development Program, GSDP, is an initiative of Samagrasik Sam Mizoram in collaboration with Mizoram State Sports Council." He said that under this program, they are opening 46 centers in different districts of Mizoram in which 9 sports disciplines will be implemented. The minister said that the ultimate aim is to produce as many athletes as possible from Mizoram to represent the nation at the international level competition, as India is bidding for the 2036 Olympics. He further emphasized that to achieve greater success, young athletes need to start from their grassroots and they should be supported adequately, allowing them to thrive in their respective sports. Therefore, the Grassroots Sport Development Program is expected to facilitate better opportunities for young athletes to excel, thus contributing positively to the sports community.
Grassroots Sports Development Program is an initiative of Samagrasik Sam Mizoram. In collaboration with Mizoram State Sports Council, we are opening up 4 to 6 centers in different districts of Mizoram in which 9 sports disciplines will be implemented. The ultimate aim is to produce as many athletes as possible from Mizoram to represent the nation at the international level, not to mention about the national competitions. India is bidding for 2036 Olympics. We keep on saying that Mizoram wants to be a part of it. In order to be a part of the national level and international competitions, we need to start it from grassroots. So that is why this grassroots sports development program, which was initially with the school education department, has been transferred to Mizoram State Sports Council. We need to and we want to upgrade it to a different level so that we will produce different results. That is GSDP in a nutshell. Thank you.
On the occasion, national hockey player and national umpire Kenga Ipari also said that the grassroots sports development program would greatly contribute to the development of young talents and is a good starting point, especially for hockey players. She said that the training would pave the way for them to compete effectively in national and international level tournaments.
I'm Kenga Ipari from Dutlang. I am a national player and national umpire. I'm currently coaching in Mualung 2 under MSS CNRC. GSDP is aimed at identifying talented children who do not have the opportunity to showcase their talents, and it is very important for their development from basic level. Thank you.
Gần sâu rắm luôn xia Rain hill Oh Gần khi lệ Gần xa tư tên Rồn hút về Rồn sẽ về Xe Nam ninh chây ta gần cô xa xưa Oh, I need a
For Northeast Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani, Aizawl.
Nagaland has welcomed its new governor, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, who currently serves as the governor of Manipur, officially assumed additional charge of Nagaland at a swearing-in ceremony held on Monday, August 26. Our Kohima correspondent Mary has more details.
Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in as the 22nd governor of Nagaland at a solemn ceremony held at the Raj Bhavan in Kohima. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar.
Main Ajay Kumar Bhalla Ishwar ki shapat leta hun ki main shraddha purvak Nagaland ke rajyapal ke pad ka karyapalan karunga तथा अपनी पूरी योग्यता से संविधान और विधि का परीक्षण संरक्षण और प्रतिरक्षण करूंगा और मैं अजय कुमार भल्ला नागालैंड की जनता की सेवा और कल्याण में निरत रहूंगा.
In his first address to the people of Nagaland after assuming office, Governor Bhalla called for unity and collective effort from every citizen, civil society and tribal body to make the state a model of inclusive and sustainable development. He underlined Nagaland's strategic location and rich culture as key assets in India's journey towards a developed nation.
The journey of Nagaland is inextricably linked to the journey of India. Today, our nation stands tall as the world's fastest growing major economy, a beacon of stability and growth. But for our nation to grow stronger and realize the dream of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, a developed India, every region and every state must be an equal partner in this progress. No one must be left behind. Nagaland, with its unique strengths and strategic location, has a vital role to play in this national story.
Highlighting the state's untapped potential, he emphasized areas like youth entrepreneurship, organic farming, and tourism as key engines of growth.
We must also acknowledge the areas that need our focused attention. We must work collectively to further improve connectivity, enhance healthcare accessibility, provide quality education and skill development to our children, and create more opportunities for employment and entrepreneurship.
Paying homage to his late predecessor, La Ganesan, whom he described as a people's governor, Mr. Bhalla pledged to uphold the dignity and purpose of the Raj Bhavan.
He has set a benchmark of public service that I can only aspire to follow. While his are very big shoes to fill, I assure you that I will strive to uphold the highest traditions of this honored position and to live up to the expectations of the people.
Describing his return to Nagaland as a privilege and a blessing, Governor Bhalla affirmed his commitment to building a peaceful, inclusive, and prosperous future for the state. The ceremony was attended by a host of dignitaries, including Chief Minister Nipyo Rio, Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Patton, both members of Parliament, MLAs, and senior officials from both the state and central governments. The occasion also featured a ceremonial guard of honor by the Nagaland Police Mahila Battalion. From Akashvani News Kohima, this is Mary Mayase for Northeast Diary.
In another proud moment for Nagaland, two of its flagship initiatives have received national recognition for innovation and impact. The Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, and the Performance Incentive Grants, part of the Nectar Project under the Department of School Education, received the Center for Innovation in Public Systems, CIPS, Innovation Award 2024. More from our Kohima correspondent, Mary.
The Nagaland government's flagship initiative, Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, or CMHIS, backed the CIPS Innovation Award 2024 in the health sector. The award was presented by the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, at the ceremony held in Srinagar and highlights Nagaland's commitment to inclusive and affordable health care. Designed to ensure universal health protection, CMHIS features digital enrollment, cashless services, and real-time claims processing. Accepting the award on behalf of the Nagaland Health Protection Society were Joint CEO Dr. Kika Longkumer and Deputy CEO Dr. Yingne Konyak. Meanwhile, in the education sector, the performance incentive grants under the Nectar Project also earned the CIPS Innovation Award 2024. Selected from among more than 200 entries, the initiative was recognized for driving improvements in school education outcomes. The award was received by the Nectar team, led by Joint Secretary of School Education and Deputy Project Director Avelu Ruho. With both health and education sectors earning national recognition, Nagaland continues to set new benchmarks in public service innovation. For Notice Diary, this is Mary Mayase from Akashvani News, Kohima.
Industry is one of India's oldest and most organized sectors. The tea produced in India is among the finest in the world, thanks to its favorable geographical factors, significant investments in tea processing units, continuous innovations, and strategic market expansion. Assam and West Bengal are the leading tea-producing states in India, with Assam being globally renowned for its exceptional tea quality. Tea plantations in Assam have historic roots dating back to the colonial era. The industry has become an integral part of Assam's way of life, significantly contributing to the socio-economic development of the state. It is the hard work and the dedication of the tea garden workers that have shaped today's tea industry and earned India global recognition as a leading tea producer. Let's take a closer look at the life and culture of Assam's Tea Garden community.
In the early part of the 19th century, the British explorers and adventurers, in course of their search for a suitable colony, landed up in Assam, which had not yet gone under the British rule, and it was in Assam that they struck gold. It was a momentous time for Assam. Those years saw political instability in the once powerful Ahom kingdom, torn apart by bitter internal strife. Besides, three successive invasions by the Burmese had completely devastated this wondrous land. The British army defeated the Burmese and drove them out of Assam, and through the Treaty of Yandabo on 24th February 1826, they brought Assam under the British rule. W.R. Gawthorpe, the author of The History of Assam Railway and Trading Company, said, "When Assam first came under British rule, it possessed four great assets: land, rivers, forests, and minerals, all awaiting development. However, the availability of labor, another important asset, particularly for the development of the plantation industry, was a major problem. The Royal Commission on Labor, which had visited Assam much later, made the following observation. Quote, "From the point of view of the employer, the outstanding problem during the whole history of tea planting in Assam has been the scarcity of labor. Where the bulk of the tea gardens stand today, 70 years ago was uncultivated and nearly uninhabited jungle, and for the expansion of the industry, it has been necessary continuously to import fresh labor." Unquote. But the local labor was neither found satisfactory nor were available in plenty. Consequently, the tea planters had to depend on the unscrupulous contractors of Calcutta, who would recruit labor in the impoverished tribal areas of Bengal, Bihar, Chota Nagpur, and other places with false hopes and promises of high salaries, and entice them to migrate to Assam. Although the tea garden workers had migrated from different parts of India with their own distinct cultural and traditional backgrounds, there was wonderful assimilation of these varied cultures as they started living peacefully together. It's a unique example of total integration of diverse cultures. Unlike elsewhere in the country, the tea workers of Assam have developed an emotional integration with the land and its people, and have become an indispensable part of the Assamese society. They feel their lives inseparably linked with the fate of Assam. Quote, "Assam morile, amarao morbo. If Assam dies, so shall we." Unquote. They had once left their hearth and home to come to Assam in search of better living, since in their own land they had suffered a lot of sorrows and faced unspeakable adversities. Chalmini Assam jabo, deshe boro dukhare. Mini, let's go to Assam. It's a miserable life in our land.
Bondhuye to raite kene.
After the hard day's work in the evening, they would sit around a small fire and would sing the tales of their woes and sufferings to the tune of the mardol, a tribal drum, and would dance to the rhythm of jhumur. Jhumur's resounding music, notwithstanding its melancholy note, has always been close to the hearts of the tea garden workers. Jhumur, however, has many variations, depending on the places of their origin. As the poet says, quote, "Our sweetest songs are those that tell of the saddest thoughts," unquote. Like the blues of the black Americans, these jhumur songs were sonorous and yet fraught with sadness. The most important festivals of the tea garden communities are Tusu, Sohrai and Karam Puja, which are expressive of the rich culture and deep social sensitivity of these colorful people. Despite being a happy mingling of diverse tribes, they have retained the distinct traits of their respective cultures and yet have become metamorphosed to a unique tea tribe who share common traditions. Tusu is observed on the Makar Sankranti day of the month of Paush. It is more of a remembrance day of Tusu. There are several stories associated with the origin of Tusu, but the most plausible one is that Tusu was a beautiful girl born in a tribal family of Bengal. The Nawab, the Muslim ruler of Bengal, was captivated by her beauty and desperately tried to marry her. But Tusu was not inclined to sacrifice her tribal heritage and religion, and to protect her chastity and religion, she sacrificed her life by jumping into the river. The simple tribals could not forget her sacrifice, and to keep her memory alive, started worshipping her as a goddess. This festival is entirely women-centric and all arrangements are made by women. Young girls prepare the altar around which women assemble and sing the glory of Tusu throughout the night. Sometimes a small idol of Tusu is also made and at the end of the festival it is immersed in the river. Songs and dances are the integral parts of the festival. Karam Puja, which is celebrated in the month of Bhado, on the other hand, is based on a legend of two brothers, Dharam and Karam. It's a festival where religion and culture are inseparably mingled. People believe that if Karam is worshipped with devotion, all hopes and desires are fulfilled. The legend associated with Karam, called Kohni, is related by a senior person in course of the Karam Puja. But even here, the leading role is played by women who are called Karmatis, who make all the preparations with utmost devotion. Apart from the religious rituals, at the end of the puja, the Karmatis dance and sway to the tune of various tribal musical instruments and let their hair down. Workers have adopted many local festivals of Assam and observe these every year. They have also made immense contribution to the Assamese music, culture and above all, Assamese literature and have become an integral part of the greater Assamese society. With the passage of time, many changes have come about in their lives and the style of their music, but they have not given up their original culture and traditions, which still hold sway.
আষাঢ় শ্রাবণ মাসে ঘরে ঘরে গরু বাঁধেলে এসন ভাদর কে সনর পায়ে সাম সজনিল শ্রাবণ ভাদর চলি গে এসন ভাদর কে সনর পায়ে সাম সজনিল শ্রাবণ ভাদর চলি গে
এসন ভাদর কে সনর পায়ে
মাংলে দিছি না হত না ফুনালি শিকার ঘর ভিতর রহলে ছু পায়ে সাম সজনিল শ্রাবণ ভাদর চলি গে ঘর ভিতর রহলে ছু পায়ে সাম সজনিল
And now, folks, to celebrate the spirit of community and joy, let's enjoy this peppy track, Chai and Sunshine, by Indo-Guanese pop star Anjali.
And it goes like...
Traded the world for my psyche. If I won, maybe what would the price be? Nah, all I need is chai and sunshine. All around, I'm believing, receiving, with every breath that I'm breathing, not competing, this season, I gotta meditate, would you like me, if you could dress me up just how you like me, if I changed all the songs that I'm writing, all I need is chai and sunshine.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.